Celebrate the historic 100th Greeley Stampede, June 23rd through July 4th, featuring concerts, rodeo, carnival, and more. Tickets available at GreeleyStampede.org.
After the 1 o'clock hour, welcome back to the whole show. Starting this thing off the right way, we've got Chris, don't call me Christopher Dempsey of Altitude TV joining the show. Chris, huge game tonight for the Nuggets. They magic number's one, right? They need to win at least one game to make sure, I suppose, to avoid that play-in game. So tonight's game's pretty significant.
Yeah, you're exactly right. The magic number is one, so either they win. They can just take care of business. Just win the game.
Yeah,
if they
just win
the game, they're the top thing. But if they happen to lose, because what we're going to talk about here is how good Memphis is, if they happen to lose this game, then they need Minnesota to also lose. And Minnesota, I don't know. I can't remember who they play tonight. I don't remember it being a very significant team. Just take care of business, and you're in the top. You lock yourself in the top six. But if they don't, then they'll need a Minnesota loss. And if they get that, then they'd also be in. So one or the other. But if you have the opportunity to control your own destiny, you want to do that.
Chris, I got you too. They have San Antonio tonight, and then Chicago Sunday for the T-Wolves to wrap things up.
Oh, okay. So that is a significant team, San Antonio. The Nuggets still. And I think if you're the Nuggets, you also just want to get yourself in a space where you are playing a better brand of basketball. You are imposing your style of basketball on the court and not just reacting to the other team's style of basketball. And that'll get put to the test here tonight, because Memphis has a specific way with which they play. And, you know, can you take them out of some of that while getting your own personality on the court? Because I thought in that San Antonio game that the Spurs really just controlled how that game was going to be played. They just controlled how the Nuggets were going to play offense, and the Nuggets were just not comfortable on the offensive end the majority of the night, and I thought that showed. I mean, they only scored 97 points. They only had 22 assists. I mean, you know, this is a Nuggets team that's one of the best assist teams in the NBA, and so are the Spurs, but the Spurs got that on the court. They had 30-plus assists that night. The Nuggets had 22, and so you understand which team was able to get their personality on the court. The Nuggets can't let that happen against Memphis here tonight.
Yeah, and you mentioned it. Memphis, I mean, even without some of their guys, Ja Morant included, this team is still, I think, 8-2 their last 10 games. I mean, so they don't have anything to play. I mean, they can't move up or down. They're going to be number two, but yet they're still staying motivated and trying to carry all that momentum going into the playoffs.
Yeah, they are, and you know, they're a good team with or without Ja Morant. They're just a good team, and you know, it's just you know, you look at them and it's just interesting. Raise your hand if you had Memphis second in the West,
right?
You know, like nobody had Memphis second in the West, and so what a job that Taylor Jenkins has done with this basketball team, and obviously just a great group of players. And you can see from a lot of the clips and the highlights of that basketball team, they love hanging out with each other. They're friends. There's just great chemistry as well as being really good basketball players. And so they're just playing hard. They're a young team. They're playing really hard. And, you know, you have to get that sorted out if you're the Nuggets. This is a Memphis team that forces a lot of turnover, scores a big chunk of points off of turnovers. They can knock in the three-point shot as well. They do a lot of things really well. They're going to put your defense in motion a lot. They're one of the higher pass rate teams in the NBA, and so if you're not going to come in locked in, then this team can really cause you problems.
Chris, let's talk about this team, this Nuggets team, and you know what those expectations are. Obviously, get this one tonight, and you've locked up a playoff spot, and you know, going up against who? Maybe Dallas, Golden State. What do the Nuggets need to do? I mean, we know Joker's going to be MVP-like in the playoffs, no doubt about it, but what are the keys for the Nuggets to do something in these playoffs and make some noise?
Well, I think that they need – the Joker needs help. And I think when we go back to last year's playoffs, just eventually what happened was is there just wasn't enough consistent production outside of Nikola Jokic. And consistent significant production is, I think, maybe a word I need to put in there as well. Outside of Nikola Jokic, that would have helped the Nuggets even, you know, win a game against the Phoenix Suns. And I think if the Nuggets are going to do anything, A, first of all, get themselves into the playoffs, but B, once you're in there, you know, what are you doing once you're in there? You know, who's contributing outside of that? And I thought that the game against the L.A. Lakers on Sunday was pretty instructional because when Aaron Gordon and Will Barton were scoring in the 20s as well, you know, you have Jokic doing his thing, the Nuggets are a really hard team to beat because – now you have multiple, a team can't hone in on Jokic alone or try to junk up the game a little bit to make somebody else beat them because somebody else is beating them. And I just think the difference between making noise and not making noise is who else is consistently putting point production on the board next to Nikola Jokic, no matter what the defense, no matter what the team, because that's what they got used to with Jamal Murray, in addition to big play making capabilities late in games and stuff like that. You knew Jamal Murray was going to put points on the board. You knew Jokic was going to put points on the board, and that took pressure off of everybody else, so that all they had to do was find maybe a third player each night to do that. Okay, well, now you need that second player and that third player. Who's going to be those guys? I would submit to you that it has to be Will Barton and Aaron Gordon, and Aaron Gordon has been great. I mean, he had 18 points and 13 rebounds in the loss the other night, too. So I'm not even so much worried about him bringing nightly basis, but who else can do that? And if the Nuggets can do that, then they can be a very, very difficult team to have to handle.
Yeah, well, and you're right. The help is needed for so many different reasons, obviously to make some noise in the playoffs. But, you know, as we saw the clip the other night, Chris, Coach Malone's like, Joker, you're back in. And, I mean, Joker's like, what, already? You're seeing it. You know, he's definitely showing, I don't know if he's showing signs of wearing out, but, man, they have leaned on him so much. I was watching the Suns-Lakers game, Chris, and in the broadcast, they were talking about the Nuggets, and they say, the Nuggets are perhaps the best team in the NBA when the Joker's on the floor, but perhaps the worst team in the NBA when he's off the floor. How far off base or on base are they on that statement?
Well, especially when the bench is not playing well the way that it didn't against the San Antonio Spurs, it's a pretty big drop-off. And, then, you know, there was a big chunk of that game where there were, like, technical fouls and everything else that was happening. And so just everything was set a little bit haywire with the Nuggets in that game against San Antonio. And, you know, I thought the one thing that didn't help the Nuggets in that game was it was necessary that Austin Rivers had to start, and it was necessary that Jamichael Green had to start. And those two guys have been part of that five-man bench unit that really had gained a lot of momentum and a lot of steam, so that your non-Jokic minutes weren't nearly as costly as maybe they had been early to mid-season. And so, the team's not going to get better when Jokic is off the court, you know, for the most part. But what they can do is not be much worse. And they have shown instances where they have the ability to even stretch out a lead a little bit. And so, but I think it really is dependent on that bench unit being the five that has shown the ability to do that. And so, you know, you're talking Bones and Austin and DeMarcus and Jamichael, but they weren't on the court, and they're not going to be on the court again today because I believe Jeff Green is questionable. So we'll just see if he plays in this game. But those non-Jokic minutes are obviously very critical. And I thought that late in the season they had started to get a lot better, but when you start mixing and matching lineups again, it becomes a problem.
Chris, I think it's in my contract now. I have to ask, Jamal Murray, Michael Porter Jr., still probably not, right? I mean, I'm getting to that point where I'm not expecting it at all.
Yeah, they're both out tonight, so that would leave the Lakers game on Sunday.
Nice warm-up game.
the last chance, which honestly, look, I think maybe Michael Porter Jr. is not going to play this season. I don't think that that's a thing anymore. I think he's a definite write-off. Now, look, if the Nuggets can get in the sixth spot and then have the week off next week. I guess there's a slim chance that, you know, Jamal Murray could practice maybe a couple of times and see, you know, and then maybe if he feels good, play in a playoff game, I guess. You know, I don't know. It's not a scenario that I've ever seen before from a team in terms of an injury rehab of this magnitude. So I guess we'll just have to continue to wait and see on this because the Nuggets refuse to rule either one of them out, to quite be honest with you. I mean, and as long as they continue to refuse to rule either one of those players out, then it's always going to be a question that's kind of hanging over the situation. But I would just say Michael Porter Jr. probably is a no for the remainder of the season. Jamal Murray, if they don't have to play a play-in game and lose practice time, maybe that affords him an opportunity to practice and to see what he feels like at that point in time.
Yeah, well, and again, like you've told us a million times, even when you get him in, you can't expect Bubble Murray. You can't even expect, you know, the year before Murray. And if that happens, amazing. That's a bonus. But look at what we're seeing with Klay Thompson. I mean, it's taken him still. He's still not to his old self. So I think that even if he comes back, the expectations have to be pretty low.
Yeah, they really do. And then there's going to be minutes restrictions involved and, you know, everything else. And so, you know, this is not an easy road for him. And as you just pointed out, Klay Thompson, he has been back with the Golden State Warriors for many weeks now. And he doesn't always still look like the Klay Thompson of old. And it just takes that first season, which is why, you know, I think about midseason we were talking about Jamal Murray. And my hope was for him to be able to get back to the team maybe by the end of March and start that clock now. Because, you know, what you don't necessarily want is now next season starting the clock of, okay, now you're back, now you're playing games, now maybe it's taking you the entire season to feel like yourself, or maybe you never do in your first season. And so
I think we just lost Chris. Oh, there we go. Chris, we still got you, man.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you see, I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm driving around out here.
You're good, man. We got you crystal clear again. Hey, Chris, before we let you go, man, what do you think? How far can the Nuggets go? Can they get past the first round? Can they go even deeper? What do you think?
Well, I hope they get past the first round. Let's put it that way.
Yeah, I'm with you.
I think they're good enough to do that, but they have to play a better brand of basketball from a mistake-free standpoint. You don't want your especially the turnovers turning into immediate points the other way. You don't want that to happen. And then defensively, they have to be much better as well. If they can do those things, you know, Jokic is going to bring it. Can you find a couple of other guys as well? I mean, that I just listed off a lot of things that would need to happen. But, I mean, I think they're capable of that. But can they do that, you know, 6 or 7 times in a series? I guess we'll find out.
Yeah. Now, Chris, I'm going to be down there tonight, man. I'm looking forward to this. This is a good game to go to.
Oh, yeah, beautiful. Yeah, you need to say hi. I'll see you down there.
I'm going to try. I think I'm sitting in your the radio suite, so I'll wave from afar, but come up there or something, man. Let's hang out. Let's do something.
Well, I'll be on the altitude set in section 136. So,
all right, I'm writing it down. Yeah. 136. All right, my man, Chris, always love talking to you. I'm looking forward to this one tonight.
Yep, me too, man. All right, we'll talk to you.
All right, see ya. Chris Dempsey, Altitude TV. Hey, you want to know a weird stat? This is going to make you really sad, Jade. You want to know why Major League Baseball struggles so much? Today's opening day. You got half the league playing. Half the league is in action. You want to know how many teams are going to be on national television between today and tonight? One. Did you get that? One. One Major League Baseball game is going to be on national TV tonight, mixed with today. And it's going to be on ESPN2. Do you want to know how many games will be on national TV tomorrow for the second half of opening day? Zero. Zilch. That kind of goes to show you what the national media has to say, at least about opening day. You're going to get one game on opening day on ESPN2? Wow. 20 minutes after the hour. When we come back, let's talk about Russell Wilson. Let's talk about Adam Silver. Let's talk about LeBron James is at it again. We got tons of stuff to hit. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy. We're live from the Eller Communications Studios. Do not go anywhere, because you got to hear what LeBron's saying now. We'll talk about it next.
Want sports from the coach? Tune in to Clark and the Coach, weekdays at 11 on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.